Erev Shabbos Kodesh Shabbos Shira Parshas Beshalach. So in the Haftarah, besides learning about Devarah and Barak, we learn about Yael Eshes Chavar HaKeni. We'd like to discuss today, was she a Yid? Was she Jewish? So I just would assume that she was, but let's learn the sugya a little bit and see if we could find a raya this way or that. First of all, she's called in the Haftarah, she's called Yael Eshes Chavar HaKeni. Chavar HaKeni sounds like someone who wasn't Jewish, doesn't sound like a Yid, especially since we find Sisera, it says in the Haftarah, was friendly with Chavar HaKeni, and that's why he ran to that house. If they were Jewish, why would he assume he could run there? Why would he have a friendship with them? So it seems maybe that they weren't Jewish. On the other hand, we know Chazal tell us many times that this Chavar HaKeni is a descendant of Yisra. Yisra is one of his seven names, is Keni. We know Yisra became a Ger, so we could assume maybe they were not your regular Jew, but they seem to be descendants of Yisroi. And if so, Yisroi was a Ger. And it says at the end of Parshas, in Parshas Baloyischa, the Torah says that he went back to his family. And Rashi says he went back to them to Megayer his family. So if he went back to Megayer his family, we assume he was successful and all his children and descendants were Jewish. So then maybe she was also Jewish. Maybe she was married to a Jew. Was she herself Jewish? So let's bring a couple of different rayas back and forth. So we're going to first discuss the tzadim of Pashtus that she is a Jew. So let's see the different tzadim, why we'd assume that she was a Jew. Here's some of this from the Sefer Nachas Shimon and Siman Tesvav. It says in the Haftarah that Menashem Ba'al Tavarech, she is more praiseworthy than the woman. The Chazal say, Gemara says in Yevamis, this is going on, she's more praiseworthy perhaps than Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Valeya, or at least equal to them. Gemara discusses if she's better than them or equal to them. So if she is not Jewish, it's very strange to assume the Chazal will be comparing her to Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. A very, very strong raya that she's a Yid from Rashi in Shoiftim, Perek Hey, Pasuk Vav, Naftira. It says, Bimei Shamgar ben Anas, Bimei Yael, in the days of Shamgar, who was a Shoifit before Devirah, and in the days of Yael, things weren't so good, and they weren't so perfect, until Devirah came and got even better. So Rashi says, what does it mean, Mei Yael, the days of Yael? The days of Yael, what does it mean, the days of Yael? So Rashi says, the days of Yael is there's a time period, Yael's Tkufa. Before Devirah, Yael was a Shoifetes. Rashi says, from here we learn that she was also a Shoifta in her own day. So maybe later on she was retired, she wasn't active, and it was Devirah that took over. But Rashi says she was a Shoifetes, which leads us to assume that she most certainly was a Jew. A guy can't be a leader of the Jewish people. And a Makar to Rashi, they all bring Medrash Rabbah, beginning of Medrash Rabbah in Rus. It says, Vahibi Mei Shvaita Shoiftim, and the story took place with Rus. Which Shoiftim were these? There's different Shitas and Midrashim, and all the three different Shitas. Rav Huna says, the Tkufa of Dvaira, Barak, and Yael. So Rav Huna in the Medrash Rabbah also holds that she was literally a Shefetes. And again, a guy is not allowed to be a leader of the Jewish people. Mikarev Achecha, Tzayim Uchtasim Ulech HaMelech. So we assume the Shefet also, Ayin the Barbanel and the Hakdamah to Shefetim, was also Jewish. So if she was a Shefetes, then she was a Yid. Here, another very, very strong, right, a discussion in the Gemara. If after Yael was with Sisera, how she's mutter to her husband. So it's possible that she might have been a guy for that. But most Mefarshei HaGemara learned that from there, you see, from the whole discussion, she's mutter back to her husband, seems to imply that she was Jewish. Now, a very, very strong raya is the Targum Yonison in Shoiftim, in the Haftarah, and Rashi in Maseches Nazir, both discuss how we discussed this many years ago in the Shir, how Yael Dafka killed Sisera with, not with a sword, not with a regular weapon, but she took something that was lying around the house, a yaseit, some type of peg, and killed him with that. And the Targum Yonison says, and this is very famous, the reason why she did it, because she did not want to be over on Isser of Le Silbash. A woman is not allowed to use a man's weapon. A woman is not allowed to bear arms. She's not allowed to carry a sword. She's not allowed to have a gun, only if it's especially Bekuach Nefesh. Otherwise, she should not be doing it. So Chazal say that Yael purposely was able to avoid, even though she had to kill Sisera, she had a way of being yotze without even coming on to using a regular weapon. She did this on purpose. She was sure she'd be able to kill him with this. And she changed because of Leis Solbash. Now, the Isra of Leis Solbash is definitely only for Klal Yisrael. So if Yael was makban it, once again, we see that Yael, Eishes Chavra Akeni, was a Yid. He had a little bit more rais about this. We say that, Chazal say that Yisrael's descendants were zeichet to live to be in Lishkas Agazis. And if they're zeichet to be leaders and be in Lishkas Agazis, sounds like they're Jewish, and Yael was married to one, so we assume also that was her matzav. Now, the Malbim says Beferish in Avtaira, Pasuk Yud Zayin, that Chavra Keni was a Jewish family. The Radak says this also. The beginning of Shaiftim, beginning of Sefer Shaiftim, when it speaks about, in Perak Aleph, Pasuk Tazayin, speaks about the family of Chevra Keni, who Chazal praise, or Isaac B'Taira. So the Radak speaks at length how they were a Jewish family. And again, that's a Pashup Shat, as they were Jewish. But we'd like to show now some Stadim, very strong Stadim, which seem to imply that they were, that she was not a Jewish person. So first of all, the strongest raya is Beferisha Yalkut Shemaini. Yalkut Shemaini in Yeshua, when it speaks about Rachav Azayna in Simen Tes, so at the end of Simen Tes, in Remes Tes of Yalkut Shemaini, said Beferish, Yesh Noshim Chasidois Giyoris. There is a list of women special tzaddikas who were from Gerim. Hagar, Osnas, Tzipira, Shifra, Pua. So it doesn't go like that. It was Yecheved and Miriam, obviously. Anyways, there's Gemachaikis and Gemara and Saita. It's not for sure Yecheved and Miriam. So Shifra Pur might have been Gyarison. Let's continue. Bas Paroi, Rachav, which is how it comes into Yalkut Shemaini. Rus, the Yoel Eishes Chavra Akeni. This Yalkut Shemaini comes from Medrash Tashi, which is a Medrash from a Pinchas Ben Yair. So Beferish that Yoel Eishes Chavra Akeni is a Gyaris. She personally was a Gyaris. Which means that not all of Yisra's children became Gyarim. Yes, Yisra's daughter, Tzipira, we can assume was a Giyaris, even though Zimri said Bas Yisra Mihitilacha. But we assume she was a Giyaris, of course. And we know another one of Yisra's daughters ended up marrying into Elazar ben Aaron Akayin, like the Gemara says in Baba Basra. Rashi brings us some Parshas Ve'era. But not all his daughters, he had a lot of daughters, and not everyone became Jewish. So it's possible here that Yalkut Shemaini says Ve'erish that she was a Giyaris. Does this argue on the Medrash that says that she was a Shefetes? Pashas, you would assume it is. So it seems to be Machlokes and Chazal. But we could say maybe even not. Some people say that, what does it mean Yael and Shamgar being mentioned in the middle of Aftira of Dvaira? Why are Shamgar, the Shaifet, and Yael being mentioned as Shaiftim Mills? So they say they weren't really Shaiftim in its full sense, full implication, normal, full meaning of Shaifet. It was underneath Dvar. Dvar was the main Shefetes, and when they were running, they were like subcategories. That's to some explain. Anyways, we really have a problem because Taisus in a few places asks, how could Dvar be a Shefetes? You know, a halacha is a woman's not allowed to pask in halachas, not allowed to be a dayan in a bezdin. Taisus asks his kasha. So Taisus says, maybe since she was a Neviah, Taisus a few truths. Either it was Alpi Adibor, special Xer from Hashem, or she was a Neviah, so through the Neviah she was allowed to pask in. I am Taisus. Now, Yael, we don't find anywhere where it was a Neviah. So unless you go to the other tarots and say that also it was a special thing that she should be, so she couldn't have been a regular Shaifet, possibly. Even if you say she was a Shaifet, you know, we don't list, the Babylon for sure doesn't have her on the list of Shaiftim, so she wasn't a regular Shaifet. So it means she was involved also in helping Klal Yisrael, she helped, you know, run things, but it doesn't mean she was a full Shaifet. So again, she might have been a Giyaris. And here, this Yalkut Shemaini says a Feirish that she was a Giyaris. Again, we said at the beginning, why would sister I trust? Why is sister run there? What does it mean when it says in the Pasuk, Eishes Chavra Akeni? Pashas, it might have been that they weren't Jewish b'chlal. It's sad to go the other way. Why did sister run there? It's actually the Sefer HaRinenu brings that Gemara says in Megillah, says HaRinenu on Masechet Megillah, the Gemara says in Megillah that Yael had a very, very strong power over men with her voice. Yael b'kayla, she could call someone to be mezane. So maybe in a chanami she was regular yid, not a giyaris, just when she persuaded sister to come inside. But again, the pasuk shall be because he didn't look at her like a guy. The Ralbag in Haftira, Parag Dal Pasuk Yid Aleph, The Rabag says that the actions of Yoel, the Yoel, the actions of Yoel show us and demonstrate that she was married and she acted in the way of her husband of Chevra Keni, who was always misnayig b'das Yisrael, always acted with the Jewish faith. So I don't know. I'm not convinced that this Rabag means that Chevra was Jewish and she acted along with him Jewish. It means she was acting Jewish. They acted very similar to Jewish people, but it sounds like they might not have actually been Jewish according to the Rabag. By the way, Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer L'Michsei Atik, when it says the word Yoel and Naftarah, says Rafarish Giyar Yisaisa based on that Medrash. And then when it says Chevra Ken, he says, oh, descendant of Yisrael. So again, it's a little bit not clear, but again, the Yalkut Shemayni seems to be very, very strong that she was a Geirus. Now, on the Yalkut Shemayni, there's a famous pirush called Zayis Ranim from the Magen Avram. Not in all editions is it printed in full. Most editions of Yalkut Shemayni have it only Bekitzer, but the Magen Avram and Zayis Ranim on this Yalkut that says that Yael was a Geirus, he says, with this Yalkut Shemayni, I answered Akasha for Rabbi Yisrael from Kalish. He says, Rabbi Yisrael from Kalish, the Av Beis Din of Kalish, asked a question. The Rama Mipano writes in the Sefer, Kabbalah Sefer Asar Mamaris, that the Gemara tells us, Rashi brings, Sisra did seven acts of Bia with Yael, and the Rama Mipano says that from the third time that they were together, from the third time that Sisra and Yael were together, was conceived the great-great-great-great-grandfather of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was a descendant of the third time. And the Ramami Panu based on this base says different psukim, the mashal, the seven lashinus of how they were together. The third time it says shachav. Shachav is the cleanest lashin. It's very, 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 very proper lashin. We find the same lashin by the Abbas and Himayis when Yisachar was born, by Yishkav. So out was born from that time Rabbi Akiva. Sufrekt Rabbi Yisrael from Kalish asked the Magen Avram the following question. He said, Rabbi Akiva holds at the end of Maseches Kedushin, we don't pass him like this, but Rabbi Akiva holds, Hagoya Baal Bas Yisrael, a guy who lives with a Jewish woman, Vlad is a mamzer. That's Rabbi Akiva's shita. We hold a guy and a Jew don't produce a mamzer. Mamzer is only from between Jews and Chayvei Karis. But Rabbi Akiva himself holds that someone, a Jewish lady who conceives a child from a guy, the child's automatically a mamzer. We know a mamzer title, mamzer, the psul mamzer never goes away. So if so, he said, Rabbi Akiva l'shitasai himself, according to this Ramami Panu, who is a descendant of Sisra and Yoel, he himself should be considered a mamzer. So the Magen Avram answered based on this Yalkut Shemayni. He says, it's not shver, because at that time, we can say, Yoel had not yet converted. Which is, again, why Sisra would have come into the house. She hadn't yet gone through the full conversion. She was considered a guy. So it was just two guys doing this. The child is not considered a mamzer. And further on down the line, whenever Rabbi Kiva's father, whoever it was, became a ger, there was no shame mamzer. So the Magen Avraham Mamish learns that this at that point in time in the story, Yael was still an absolute guy. This is brought down by the Nagdiv Yehuda in his Drusha Sefer, Darish Tzion, Drush Peis at the end. Based on this, he explains, the Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva, Baiba Yom, gave a whole bunch of drushes and dashed a whole bunch of things to the Beis Medrash. And most of those drushes have to do with if someone is pasul with mamzer, that's Rabbi Kiva's drushes over there. And then he gives a drusha about Az Yashir. And the Darish Tzion explains, it's a little complicated right now on this shir to do, but how the Rabbi Kiva's drush of Az Yashir ended up connecting to Shira's Dvaira, which shows that Dvaira was saying that Yael at that time was really a guy. So again, the Magen Avraham brings this down, and this is also quoted in the Sefer Seder HaDairis under Rabbi Akiva. He brings this Magen Avraham. I would just like to add, I think this is one last thing I just want to add, that everybody knows it's very similar story to Yehudis to the story of Yael. Yael gave milk, and Yehudis gave some milk, like a byproduct, Yerusha gave him cheesecake, to Tali Porni, and it's very interesting how the name Yehudis, that she's called Yehudis, and the one who earlier had the story of Yoel, I think I once saw years ago that she was a Gilgal of Yoel, I don't know, but she's called Yehudis, made me to say, you know, now she's a Jew, but before she was, you know, the earlier story of Yoel wasn't Jewish, she was a guy who saved Klal Yisrael, was a wonderful, special guy at that point. Maybe it's correcting and saying, no, she was always Yehudis. Something to think about. This is what we wanted to say about Yael, different stadim. You know, at the end of the day, even if you go to the other side, she's Jewish. Nobody seems to say that I know of any real chashav shita that says that she stayed a guy. Not, I don't see anybody saying that. So either she was always a yid or a giyaris. Good Shabbos and a wonderful Shabbos Shira.